The Spring 17 release is right around the corner. Spring 17 is an exciting release for Salesforce One because of a few changes we made behind the scenes that will dramatically increase performance for iOS users. Based on feedback from customers and Apple's recommendation, Salesforce One is transitioning to QuebView to provide an improved experience for Salesforce One for iOS users. What is WK WebView, you ask? QuebView is an updated way to display interactive content inside of mobile apps. This change is designed to provide a faster and more stable experience within Salesforce One for iOS. The performance improvements will be amazing, we expect. 30% faster performance. 70% reduction in memory usage. Resolution of many long-standing web content known issues. Awesome, right? There is a small catch. Many of our customers have built workarounds, aka hacks, to improve the experience of the old UI WebView. This includes code to help with scrolling, button/field tap issues, and other UI-related problems. These workarounds will not perform as expected in Salesforce One V12 since the WK WebView natively fixes these issues. Don't worry. We can help you identify if your org will be affected. First, if your org does not contain custom Visual Force pages, no action is necessary. You get all of the performance benefits with a normal update. If you've implemented workarounds in your custom Visual Force pages to deal with known issues with UI WebView, the transition to QuebView may interfere with them. To ensure a smooth transition to Salesforce One for iOS version 12.0, we recommend you test and review your current Visual Force implementations to identify any issues. Mobile Safari on iOS version 10 also uses the same WebView as QuebView, so it provides an easy way to test. Prior to the official release of Salesforce One for iOS version 12.0, you can test using Mobile Safari via the steps below. 1. Ensure you are using an iOS device running iOS version 10.0 or later. 2. Launch the Mobile Safari browser on your device. 3. Log into your Salesforce instance in Mobile Safari. 4. Observe the behavior of custom Visual Force pages with UI WebView workarounds, and identify any issues under iOS version 10. 5. If you discover issues related to workarounds in your custom Visual Force pages on iOS version 10 or later, you should contact the developer of the page and tell them to remove or conditionalize the workarounds. Alternatively, you can temporarily opt your org out of the transition by opening a case with support. For additional guidance on preparing for the transition to QuebView or for instructions on how to opt out of this transition, see new and improved WebView available in Salesforce One for iOS version 12.0.